birthday.
Almond?
Yeah. Almond, the green, and the green clover leaf. Everything's green there.
Oh,
Mama used to sing that old Irish song. She'd sing it and I'd play it on the organ, yeah. Uh-huh. She just sang it and I'd play it for her.
What about, though? Now, how far is it from here to, you have a child living at Marianna, how far is it from here to Marianna?
40 miles.
Now, you said that since you had, in recent years, you went to the Baptist church instead of the Episcopal.
Yes, ma'am.
Church.
I belong to the Baptist church since 1922.
Oh.
When I was christened at 6 years old, I was sprinkled. And then when I was 15 years old, I was confirmed in the Episcopal church. And there's a lot of things that I didn't like, but my mother and father, and then and when I got to where I was married, and my family, and my own boss, and my husband, he was a Methodist. He can come from Holly Springs. And then when I joined the Baptist church here, he did.
Now, was this Mr. Wilkins?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
He was from Holly Springs?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if two people became members, you'd say that they
joined
the
church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in church, you pray to
God. We pray to God.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher preaches a
Bible.
And now another time, like you say, he delivers a fine
message.
Now, do people ever call that a sermon? Would that be the same?
Yeah, sometimes.
What would be the difference between a sermon and a message?
I don't see any difference, only just the wording.
Oh, that'd be.
That's the only difference I see.
Now, if in church sometime and you might be sitting there and you might say, oh, that music is just
wonderful.
And there's a song that says, oh, what a something morning.
Oh, beautiful what a morning.
You know songs.
We used to sing that in the song in school. We had our teacher had an organ down there, and we had our song books. Taught us children when we were just children, and we had the Lord's Prayer. But my father taught me the Lord's Prayer before I could speak plain.
Oh, he did. Now, what is it that people think that they see in graveyards at night?
Hands. There's nothing but hands. There's no hands. No such thing as hands.
But that's what people would think that they see.
And Negroes especially. They always see something.
Yeah. Now, what about if there was a lonely, old, dark house off of by itself? They'd say that that house was
haunted.
Now, if somebody gave you a choice between doing two things, you might say, now instead of this one, I'd
take the second one, let's see. Take the other one, is that right, or not?
Or something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes if somebody wanted you to go with them, you might say, now I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Yeah, he whispered to him.
I'd rather go somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty good now, aren't you, really? Now, if you were talking about a person that owned, like, a lot of land, would you ever say that they owned another way of saying that, instead of saying they owned a lot of land, you might say they owned a right smart land?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Have you heard people use it? Would they use it?
Yes, ma'am, they use that expression, but
more in the old days than now?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. A lot of land. Or, as I grew up,